Hey friends, let me jump in here real quick to remind you of our sponsor, 25 Transportation and Solutions. That's 25 Transportation and Solutions. They give you quality transportation, delivery services that you can depend on, getting your freight to and from its destination safe and secure. Contact them at info@25.org. That's info@TWENTY5.org, or you can call them at 240-479-6376. See you out on the road. Now, let's get back to our episode of the Truth and Coffee Time podcast. Back to let you know that I really can't let you go. I'm too close to you, don't want no one else but you, so stay by my side, like I stay on your mind.
What time is it, Mink?
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Hey friends, welcome to the Truth and Coffee Time podcast with Diverse Love. I am Denise.
And I'm Brian.
Get your coffee or whatever your cup of joy is and settle in for some bold conversations, some random topics, a few cuss words, and a whole lot of us. Brian,
let's go.
Up in the morning about the crack of dawn.
Shh. You want me to say where we're at?
No.
Let me knock it out.
No. That's somebody
else. You sound like that song. Hell no. No.
No.
I was about to go in. Mm-mm. I had about 16 bars. I was about to go in. I was about to go in. You don't understand. I was about to hit it.
No. No, you wouldn't.
I don't know why you don't like my rap. I be doing it. I be doing it. You, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I'm perplexed. You and like, I'm not understanding what you're talking about. Like,
I've been bamboozled, led astray, sitting up here in this chair.
There are rappers,
and there are not. Hey,
you can't drink out of everybody's cup.
I consider myself a hybrid.
No, not even a hybrid.
Come on, y'all, let this man know that I could have broke that down. I ain't trying to drink out of everybody's cup because that's not my cup. I got my own cup. You have nothing to say.
No, I'm about to sidekick my ass completely out of this. I'm leaving.
I have rendered you speechless.
No.
I was about to do it, y'all. I was about to do it. Good morning, Mr. V. It is 0 a.m. in the morning. We both are tired and apparently delirious, huh?
Yes.
Delirious. So I was listening. Check this out. I was listening to this podcast, Social Proof. Podcast, and I listen to several different podcasts. I try to listen to them as much as possible. First, to be invested in the podcast community, and then second, there's some really, really good ones out there. Just some really good ones that just help us strengthen ours. But this one I was listening to, Social Proof. He was interviewing Mandy B. She has one called Horrible Decisions. Me horrible as in horrible, because it's her one podcast is all about relationships and sexual encounters. And then she has another podcast that's about pop culture and music and, so to speak, very popular. She makes 6-7 figures off her podcast. And they were talking, and he said, David Shan said, I believe that everybody should have a podcast. And she said, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And he says, why not? He said, I feel like everyone has something to say, and why not share it, you know, with the world? There's a lot of people out here that needs your knowledge and needs to hear what you have to say, or they're thinking the way you are, but they just need some type of confirmation or validation to help them in their journey. And she stood firm and she said, absolutely not. Everyone does not need a podcast. And she said, I'm not saying that everyone doesn't have something to say, but everyone don't want to hear what you have to say. And I was just thinking about what she said, because a lot of people out here right now are jumping into the podcast pool. I mean, we know some people personally that has jumped in and jumped out just as fast as they jumped in, because there's no money in it at first. There is no money. And even when you start making money, it's not, you can't quit your day job. You know, and I'm not talking about celebrities or talk show hosts or people who already have an established talent agency and celebrity status and who are famous who jump into the podcast pool, because they jump in already with contracts and talent agency and sponsorship. But I'm talking about the normal everyday people like us and other people who are just trying to find an avenue or an outlet in which to share their knowledge, but also make it an avenue for monetization. There is no money in it. You know what I mean? You really have to work hard at it, getting sponsors, getting ads, trying to get an agency to pick you up, you know, there before you can really kind of make some money in it. So she was saying there is that everyone shouldn't have it. She completely disagreed. And like I said, we know people personally who have started podcasts and stopped it. I mean, literally 7 to 10 episodes and they out, because they realize that it is like a second job that you're not getting paid for. You know what I mean?
No, I do.
Your thoughts on that?
I think that a lot of people might have something that's podcast worthy, mm-hmm. like the story, something that they've went through. But who wants to go through all that just to do it if you're not going to make any money at it? I don't see that. I don't understand that.
Right.
So he's also got a business he's trying to get off the ground.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He does, because we took his master classes, which are phenomenal. No, I'm saying
he's got another part of the business where he created a whole content building.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
He needs podcasters.
Yeah.
He needs everybody to be a podcaster so they can come down there.
But even in that same breath.
So what he's saying is, I'm providing you a way to get your podcast
up and running.
Up and running and doing everything. You don't even got to do anything but going in and talk.
Yeah, but everyone can't afford that. Everyone cannot afford that. And she made another statement, and she said, like, she has a co-host as well. You know, and she's, mm-hmm. The name of her other podcast is called The Thing Is. And so she has another co-host. She has a co-host for Horrible Decisions. Then she has a co-host for The Thing Is. But they have their own studio, just like David Shands do. They have their own studio as well that they rent out, and they utilize that as business and monetization. She makes good money at it because they have it set up beautifully for content and everything, and you can walk in and record your podcast, and her team mm-hmm. will help you get everything off the ground as far as, you know, distributing and everything. But she says she's not in the business of teaching people how to do a podcast, because I can't teach people how to be me. I cannot teach people how to be me.
Shouldn't.
You cannot drink from my cup.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I can't teach you to be me. And you look at me, she said, you look at me, and I'm making 7 figures. I have different avenues of finances coming in for both my podcasts, plus they tour, plus they do live shows, you know, all kind of stuff. And I can teach you how to do a podcast, but if you don't make money and do as I'm doing, the first thing you're going to think is what she was thinking is that, oh, you know, well, why aren't I making the money you're making? Or why aren't I doing what you're doing? Well, you can't be me. So she says she don't step into that arena of teaching people how to do podcasts, because mm-hmm. I can't teach you how to be me, and I can't give you the connects I have. I can't give you the resources that I have. And she said, and in the same breath, I don't agree that everyone should have a podcast, that people just get on the bandwagon, but they don't understand the work behind it.
Right. No. I agree with that because there's a fine line between hobbyists, mm-hmm. people who are just out there just doing it for a hobby, mm-hmm. and people who are actually making money at it. And you're not gonna know where that is unless you stick with it. Because mm-hmm. I can tell you when we first started this, we were doing it out of
a hobby. I wanted an outlet.
You wanted an outlet.
And yeah.
You wanted to be able to voice some things. Mm-hmm. And you didn't know how to go about it, but then we went down this avenue. Mm-hmm. So now it moved into interviewing a plethora of people.
Beautiful, wonderful people. Who trust us. Who trust our platform. Who trust our journey to tell their story. But after we had proven ourselves.
No,
we've
been established and actually moved into the field.
Yeah.
And have a following. Because you can't do it without it. I mean, you can't. Who are we talking to if you're not?
Right.
You know. So it's either hopium.
Hopium. The journey of hope. Which has taken a lot of us to success. Just hoping and hoping and praying and hoping and praying.
A lot of us to attend on the side of the road too.
But like she says though, and what we say, you can't drink from everyone's cup. You can't. That cup isn't yours. You know what I mean? And
that's just like you the other day though.
Oh, when I tried to drink from your Airborne Army cup.
That's right. You can't drink out that cup, girl.
I picked up the cup, y'all, and I was going to make me some coffee. And we do, to, you know, contextualize this, we do have our own cups. He doesn't drink out of my cups.
I can't drink out your Focus Sis cup.
Yeah, Focus Sis. No. That's my favorite cup right now. That's a meaningful mood, y'all. That's my favorite cup. But, and then my other favorite cup is Give Yourself Grace Daily, which is our cup, our own brand. But
I can drink out of that.
You can drink out of that one. But I also have my Marine Corps cup that you don't drink out of. You are not worthy to drink out of that cup. And so I picked up your Army Airborne cup because I felt
some correspondent courses.
Whatever. Anyway. So. And you're digressing because you're just saying stuff that makes no sense. But anyway, so I picked up your Army Airborne cup because I felt like
that you were bullshitting right there. You're not allowed to drink out of that cup.
My thought process was because I was a United States Marine, I could drink out of any cup I want to because I have forged a way for all y'all fellow, you know, soldiers, you know what I'm saying?
Oh my God. All right, everybody. She was air assault and she was hanging on her. She was dope on a rope. She was hanging on a rope, right? Nah. We don't do that. We don't do that in the airborne community. We put our feet in the wind, you know?
And that's all right. That's all right.
There's no rope.
That's okay. You'll be okay. You will be fine. But what happened was as soon as I picked up that cup and I was about to,
I'll take you in an airplane.
You said,
open the door. That's all I got to do. I ain't got to put you out. Just you open
don't,
the door.
You don't. Because I'm
that not. That hawk can make your booty hole puff. Then you can drink out the cup.
So I picked up the cup and you said, whoa. You said, that's not your cup. You can't drink out of everyone's cup.
Right.
And as soon as you said it, like I had chills. It was like the first thing went chills. The first thing was like, really? Really though? But then the second part of it, you know, that second feeling was like, you know what? You're right. We can't drink from everyone's cup. You can't have what everyone else have because what God has for them is for them. It is specifically for them. Mm-hmm. You may have a version of it. You may be able to do something like it, but what you're doing is yours and what they're doing is theirs. You cannot drink out of everyone's cup. You can't be everyone. You can't compare yourself. And I had to learn that. You can't compare yourself thinking, oh, I'm doing the same job he or she's doing. I'm working the same path. Why aren't I getting the same type of blessings or the same type of energy or the same type of success or the same type of promotion.
Right.
Now, I do have to have a disclaimer and say I'm not talking about those situations where you're being overlooked because of your color or you're being overlooked because someone has a vendetta against you. I'm not talking about that because that's that own demon that that person is dealing with, and now you become that pawn in that chess game. That's not fair on any level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about when, using this for instance about the podcast story, is that she said, I can't teach you to be me. Yeah, I could teach you how to podcast, but I can't teach you to get to the level of success that I'm getting to. I can't teach you to have the charisma I have. I can't teach you how to get my resources or give you my connects. I can't do that. I can show you the ground level of what to do in the podcast community, but I can't teach you how to be me. You can't drink from my cup. You don't know what I had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you were saying about your cup. You said, honey, you know, as when we got past all the shenanigans, it was like, this is an airborne, Army Airborne Ranger cup. I had to go through this, this, and this just to be able to drink from this cup. I had to lay my life on the line. You know, I have over 1,000 Airborne Ranger jumps into desolate and war and driven situations. I earned the right to drink from this cup. This cup isn't yours. You can't drink from this cup. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's metaphorically, yeah, that's just a cup. But the story behind it and the life you've lived behind it, just to be able to pick up that cup and say, mm-hmm. this is me. This is my cup. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I get that wholeheartedly. I get that wholeheartedly. Because we try to compare ourselves and we try to be what someone else is, but that is not for you. That wasn't what God intended for you. You know what I mean? And we spend our time so much trying to get your cup that we don't even see the cup that God already has for us. I'm talking to me, just like I would talk to anyone else. That word was for me. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So you was telling me a story yesterday.
Oh no, it was hilarious because you talking about that guy on it's on social media. I can't remember the guy's name.
No, the parable you was telling me about.
It was a guy who was saying that parable. Mm-hmm. I can't remember his name.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying that there was a bird who had forgot to fly south.
Mm-hmm.
And his wings were frozen. But when he tried to fly, he fell to the earth. And then a cow came by and crapped on him.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So shit on him, made sure it, and on accident, but mm-hmm. it happened. So the bird was warmed by the dung,
mm-hmm. by the right. poop.
Right.
So now this bird's wings are frozen, but then the cow came through, pooped on him,
right,
and now he begins to thaw out.
He's thawing out, but mm-hmm. he's happy that he's thawing out. So mm-hmm. he's tweeting,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then mm-hmm. a cat mm-hmm. hears him, and then when that cat hears him, he comes and digs him out of the dung.
Mm-hmm.
After the cat digs him out of the dung, he eats him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, got it.
So what the guy was saying is that some people who shit on you didn't do it maliciously.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they didn't do it in a way that would hinder you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's people that are getting you out of shit that don't have your best interests at hand.
So everybody that craps on you is not out to get you.
Right.
And everybody that gets you out of crap ain't truly out to help you.
Right.
You know what I mean? So when you told me that story yesterday, I'm like...
And the other part of it was, he said, and when you're in shit, Quit talking so much.
That the bird was tweet, tweet, tweet.
Yeah, and got in trouble.
So just think about this. This is not your cup. You can't drink from everybody's cup. Everybody that you feel like is out to harm you, sometimes things happen unintentionally, but it's for your good and you don't see it at the moment. I've heard people say so many times that if that person hadn't fired me, mm-hmm. or if that person hadn't taken that away from me, mm-hmm. then I would not be where I am today. That incident put a fire under me to be a better person and to also go pursue my dreams. Mm-hmm. But then in that course of them going to pursue their dreams, they had people who came into their lives who they felt had their best interests at heart and found out that you can't trust everyone.
Right.
This my cup is not yours. Mm-hmm. You're trying to get my cup, but you're trying to do it in a way that you're making me feel like I can trust you.
Right.
But you can't trust everyone. I heard Tabitha Brown tell Shannon on the Uncle Shay Shay Club that you cannot trust everyone. You cannot trust everyone. Everyone that comes into your circle and says, I got you, they're not always telling you the truth. And it doesn't matter the color. They can look just like you. You think they got your best interest at heart, and they don't. And you have to be able to discern it. And the problem is that people see your vulnerability, and then they play on it.
Yeah, they feel like they can capitalize on
it. Mm-hmm. They play on it. Can't drink everybody's cup. And everybody that is helping you or accidentally drinks out your cup didn't do it in a malicious way. And everyone that's that you feel like is trying to help you, you better look at them because they may have their own agenda. You know? I love it. I love it. That ain't your cup, y'all. That's not your cup. Let my grandmama say, girl, put that cup down. Ain't your cup now. That's not yours. Quit trying to. And then you missing that your cup is right there. Because when you said it, when you said, girl, you said, babe, put my cup down. You can't drink from my cup. And we had our little banter about it. And then I looked right over to the left and you pointed. You said, that's your cup right there. Drink out of your cup. It was my focus, sis, cup. Right. And I was like, you right. Let me step back, D. You need to focus. Focus now. You know what I mean? So I love it. I love it. Quit trying to drink out of your cup. That ain't your cup. Matter of fact, what cup you drinking out of today, though?
Blessed cup.
That's your cup, bruh.
For today,
you are blessed.
Well, any day I could drink this cup.
Yeah, that's your cup. My cup today is give yourself grace. Give yourself grace. I'm going to have to forgive myself for trying to drink out of your...
Oh, that's dark roast I just made for you today.
It's pretty good. Yeah, that's the black and bold, though, right?
No.
It really? Mm-mm. What is it? Is that Italian roast?
Mm-hmm.
It's not bad. I mean, you're not converting me, but it's not bad.
She like dark roast.
I like it, certain brands. I can't drink it. Like, I can't drink Pete's. Dark roast, I can't drink it. And then that other one, that death by coffee.
All right, so one thing that I found out about coffees is the beans are raised in different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're raised in different parts of the world, they have different tastes, different palates
mm-hmm.
to the coffees. So now that you have places where you can buy coffee from Costa Rica, mm-hmm. Italy, Spain, whatever. They have different nutrients in the ground.
Mm-hmm,
so it makes a different taste. So the people who package coffee put the taste palettes on the coffee brands now. So like if you look at Black and Bold, it'll have smooth, mm-hmm. it'll have lemony, it'll have all these different tastes mm-hmm. on it. And then you can actually look and you can see, and then you can pick your coffee by that.
Mm-hmm,
this
mm-hmm.
is more of a bitter taste,
yeah.
But they have smooth dark roast. Like you like the dark and the medium
mm-hmm,
from
mm-hmm,
certain
mm-hmm.
coffee brands,
mm-hmm.
and we have a different palate. You know,
yeah.
I drink different than you do, but
I'm completely spoiled now since Black and Bold isn't on the shelf, and literally I can walk across the street to the store and grab my Black and Bold right off the shelf. They have no idea how they've spoiled me right now.
They have a good selection.
Mm-hmm, they sure do.
And decaf.
They did that for me.
They did. Shut up.
Yeah, they did that for me. I feel it. That was for me. That was my grace.
Well, I'm going to be reaching out to them and making sure that they, you know.
Well, I'm going to see if they'll come on the podcast. Look, cross your fingers. Y'all send us some positive energy. See how energy. They
went about making their coffee?
No. See, thank them.
No, that is for, not for what sending that coffee
to
for.
Me on the shelf right for me. Lord. Come on. Focus, sis. Focus. Oh my God. That's what I'm doing. That's my story. I'm sticking with it. That's it right there. We love y'all. Thank y'all. Stop trying to drink from everybody's cup. That is not your cup, sis. That is not your cup, bruh. Like our grand joy would say, bruh. Put it down, bruh. Put that down. And then look over and see what's your cup. And make that the best for you. Because that's where your success lies. I'm learning it. So let's learn that together. Thank y'all so much for riding with us always. We love it. Our listeners are the best. Our guests are the best. Our next episode coming up after this, I believe, is Adrian Goodwin. Y'all are not wanna. You're not gonna wanna miss that episode. She was absolutely phenomenal. Some great nuggets in there. Some great information around diversity, equity, and inclusion. Some great information around just taking that leap, taking that chance. And she's also a hostage negotiator and detective out of New York City. Just an amazing young lady. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, Mr. B. This is Zero Dark Third in the morning. You got to talk to me. Woo! There we go. Can I do a bars now?
No.
Up in the morning. What? All right,
everybody.
We love y'all. We're at www.truthandcoffeetime.com or www.diverselove.com. Check us out and, you know, hit us up at hello@diverselove.com or truthandcoffeetime@gmail.com. Or you can always leave a voicemail on Spotify for podcasters platform. You can check us out, guys, on Apple, iHeart, podcasters. I know, I lost my train of thought all over the place. But you can check us out. We're on about 18 platforms now. Wherever you get your podcast fix, we are there. We've even been picked up in the UK and a couple other international platforms. Thank you guys so much for riding with us, for listening to us. We have a whole lot more to say, and we are going to start bringing in more relationship episodes are coming in. We want to dig into our relationship as an interracial couple, more of that coming in, and we're going to have some guests on to banter with about how they feel about relationships. We love y'all for real, and thank y'all so very much for allowing us to share our truth over coffee. Don't forget to wash your hands. Thank you, friends, for hanging with us. We got you. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, and also please follow us on IG, Facebook, and Twitter. Our social platform is @diverselove. That's DIVERSELUV.
And don't forget, you can listen to our podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, Google, or wherever you get your podcast fix.
Thank you, friends. We love y'all for real.
Okay, me, take us out.
It's Truth and Coffee Time.
Help me not think about all my lows. Think of who you are sometimes. Girl, you always on my mind. Looking like it's Truth and Coffee Time. Tell me what you really want to know. Girl, it ain't